Millager and Lake Community Hall, September 21st, 2015.
I'd like to call to order committee of the whole meeting for the Village of Round Lake, September 21, 2015, 7:26 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Corrigan. Trustee Fred. Trustee Gralley. Trustee Newby. Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Trippin.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 2.1 to approve the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of September 8, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Trifon. All in favor?
Aye.
That's what I wanted to do. Any comments?
Great job.
Additions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Public comment, we already had that. Committee of the Whole, first topic is Public Works Facilities, Capital Assets, and Engineering. Director Rudolph.
Staff is recommending the purchase of a new F-250 Ford pickup truck with the utility body and the company's snowplow and accessories. This year we had budgeted from the van. Staff feels that a pickup truck with the utility body would be a better use of the village funds. Provide a little more usefulness to what we're trying to do. We give us storage for tools to go do meter repairs and locate, but it would also give us the option of using it as a plow truck if we need it to.
Well, I had time also on that one up and we made 100% that the utility van would not have been a good use for what we need. So this is much, much better for our facility.
We did get three quotes for the truck as well as three different quotes for the utility body.
Does anybody else have any other questions? Everybody fine with this? We will move it forward to the consent agenda.
The way it is set up is the contractor gets paid based on how much snow it falls. So if we, from 0 to 2 inches, they don't come out. We'll handle that in-house. We do just the salt. Then we have a separate price if the snow falls 2 to 4 inches, 4 to 6 inches, 6 to 8 inches, so on and so forth, up to 15 inches. So if the snow event occurs and we get 5 inches of snow, we'll pay for the 4 to 6 inch price for that event.
Who determines the amount of snow in the event?
The contractor and the village will have to agree on a system for measuring the snow and the location of the event before.
My question is this, Matt. You said that you knew the contractor, or are we going out and getting ourselves a new one here? Are we hiring a new employee? This is
to replace Joel. Yeah. In lieu of hiring an additional employee, we're going to sub out this snow plow.
Is that what you would like as director?
At this point, I think it's worth giving it a try to see how it goes. And it's a 1-year contract, and if we don't like it, we always have options next year.
What
if you hire an employee, then it's very difficult to get rid of an employee.
Right, now, I understand the personnel is a thing where you hire someone and they're looking for that is their livelihood for years to come, and then if they're not working out, then you have to dismiss them. I am a person. I do it every day. That's what I do. The thing of this, I'm more concerned about you as being the director and you're doing such a fine job. I don't want to stifle the idea of being able to do that. And I know that Trustee Newby is overseeing you, so it's okay. But I'm just asking the question, that's all.
That's the first question I'll ask on that. This is what you want. And this is the best for the village to try it out for subcontracting. And so you just save some dollars as far as overtime.
We've discussed subcontracting some of the snow line for the last couple of years, so let's try what it's
going
to happen. Sounds like we have a consensus here to move this forward.
May I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Will Brightner all the children work responsible for?
Joel also plowed Park Avenue and Orchard and Lincoln, but we're going to shift that into a separate, or into another plow route. It just seems like kind of an awkward way to try and combine it. And it's just right now, it's kept it nice and neat for contracting out. But that was 90% of what he was responsible for.
And I agree with Trustee Crayley on this, in that we have been talking about doing this at some point in time, wondering if this is going to be more benefit. So I think starting out with one route gives us an idea whether this will work or not, and if we're going to move forward with it, how we would tweak it before we end up doing this throughout the village and having a different fit.
The management team discussed is another issue you had is also using the direct metal of local 150s and wrap, and now they're union stewards. They were okay with outsourcing a route where there's attrition. There's a route with an employee there to lunch at. So we thought this was an opportunity that we did not have in the past. So once we try this opportunity now, it's just in the case.
Very good. We'll move this forward. I know all of the people up here and Director Leadoff when we have the worst snowfall in recorded history next year. Usually those things follow decisions like this, so I'll know who to blame.
The church on Sunday.
Years. When he comes in here, he has the same color as mine.
Next item, Adam.
Oh, boy. Is that on the agenda?
Public Works is recommending signing a contract with USINC to perform our locating services, utility locating services. This would include marking out water mains, sanitary sewer mains, and structure, and streetlight electricity. Currently, this work is being done in-house. It had previously been done by Joel. He was the one who did the majority of our utility locating, who began retired in May. And we're looking to use the salary balance to cover the cost of this contract. This is very similar to the snow plowing contract and that we pay for each time the contractor comes out. So again, the cost that we have is an estimate. The actual cost will be determined by the number of duly located that get called in. When somebody digs in their yard, I'm sure you've seen the advertisements in the posters called duly before you dig. The free service to residents, but we have to go out and mark all of our village-owned utilities. Right now, that takes about one person almost every day from our staff to do that work. USIC is the contractor that locates for the other major utility companies, NICOR, ComEd, AT&T. So they are coming out on site anyway. So they're able to locate those utilities along with our utilities at a very competitive cost. Just by doing, again, some estimating, our cost to do utility locations last year was almost $75,000. If we had some of that work out to USIC, it would have cost us about $40,000.
Very good.
This is still an expense that will be out of pocket. Right now we're doing it in-house, and we have to pay those in-house people regardless of what they do. So this would be an extension of services that would free up one of our employees to do other work.
And we do have plenty of practice for that person to do already.
We absolutely have plenty of other work that I can do.
That's a great idea.
Again, this is a one-year contract. We can terminate at any time with 30 days for advance.
Very good. Any other questions? Then let's move it to the consent agenda.
The last item that Public Works has for the meeting tonight is the recommendation to purchase a 7.5-foot Western plow for truck number 45. That pickup truck is currently the only pickup truck in our fleet that does not have a plow. When it was bought, it had the plow harness and wiring all installed, but for some reason the plow was not purchased.
We have extra plows, so we said so.
We have extra plows, but not just at that particular.
I think we were led to believe that we had an extra plow at the time, so the person thing out there that was going to work on that truck.
Okay. This is plow for our last truck, so that every truck is capable of plowing.
How
old is the truck 45? I don't know off the top.
Older one? Middle?
One question since we're on trucks for the plows. Did we ever approve or are we getting a new truck for the building department? We're supposed to get one for them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just wondering. I know we discussed it and stuff, but I just feel I have a secret here. Is Bob and Bill still going to help out plowing with those trucks too?
I thought when you did the trucks, you did the two of them, you approved the two of them at the same time.
No, we did one last year. We did one last year, then one of these squads, just two kind of ones, you know, we did the...
I think he started a bunch. He knew he was going to fight this game as much before for this year, but we were purchasing it for some years.
Right.
We were thinking about buying it.
Right.
Okay. Let's get Juan back in on the item on hand. Is everybody fine with the purchase of this plow?
Yes.
We'll move this one forward then. Thank you, Adam. Special events building and zoning. Police Department. Chief?
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, as agenda item summary that I brought to you tonight is requesting permission to put Sergeant Bell on the enrollment for Northwestern School of Police Staffing Command. The date for that class was September 12, 2016 through January 20, 2007, which is next following. There isn't a class available this year. We had a budget of this year. There isn't a class available. When I checked last week when they opened this class up in the last 2 weeks, I checked last week there were 6 classes seats left in this particular class. When I submitted the agenda, I decided there's -1 awaiting this non-information. I still want to ask you if it's okay to put down if you're willing to commit to that in the next budget. Put it on a waiting list for the class.
Did you reserve a seat for them already?
Not yet, no. Northwestern doesn't like to give refunds and they charge. If you register, you pay for it.
I think we need to do it.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And if they won't give you back that, call them.
I don't see if you have money
that I can stifle. You realize that I do work with God.
The class is full. So we're just putting out a list if someone can't come. Just to make sure everybody understands.
Oh, I thought you called yourself since last
time. No. In a week.
No.
Oh, yeah, we should be talking about
it. Yeah.
And there's a chance something will happen and people will drop off and come back.
That's
fine. Things like that. I didn't want to put them on a waiting list and not be able to.
Do they have other classes going throughout the year, right?
They have a 10-week class coming up in March and at the campus at Edmondson. That's 10 straight weeks. This one goes 2 weeks and they come back to the department for 2 weeks and go back. It's just as easy on the department to come back and commit to 10 weeks and they come.
Yeah, you don't lose an officer that way. They're very nice.
The cost is the same.
Mm-hmm.
It'd probably be a little more in Evanston because of parking, having to take the parking. So I prefer not to lose it for 10 weeks to come back.
By all means, Chief, we'll move this forward.
Thank you.
Administration.
Attorney Mayor and the Building Board is a earnest to change a street name from Buckthorn to Footpath Lane. The developers and owners of the property with a new master skills off Wild Spring would like that change. They consider Buckthorn an invasive species. They prefer to change it to their name. They actually look for the fire department. There's many names they want at the fire department would allow them to compare some other issues. And finally, they came up with the name Footpath. It's sort of a housekeeping measure. The names are in a
Would there be an avenue or a lane or anything like that?
Footpath Lane, the fire department.
Agreed.
Great, I'm glad that we moved this forward last week. It needs board approval, correct? Board consensus, everybody fine with this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get a plan or a fine.
Absolutely. Steve, does this need to go to our regular board meeting or just is this verbal consent right now? Okay. So we'll be voted on at the next meeting. Very good. Any other suggested new topics? If not, may I get... Well, you guys are jumping on it.
Oh, yeah.
Motion to adjourn. Motion made by Trustee Crowley. Seconded by Trustee Foyt. All in favor? We are adjourned at 7:45 p.m.
Thank you, everybody.